Hello, and welcome to Knitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 79, Fix It. I am, by my nature, a problem solver. If I see a problem, I can't help myself. I fix it. And this goes to a lot of different areas. I love to do puzzles. I'm a programmer. So solving problems just is what I love to do, and it is what I do best. This week at work, we were having planning sessions. Now, planning sessions are a little bit difficult for me because a lot of it is about the science, which I don't understand since I'm a statistician, mathematician. So they're talking about a lot of chemicals and a lot of chemical reactions and a lot of stuff that I really don't understand. But I need to be there so that I understand what's coming down the pipe. What's going to be on my plate next year and the year after. So we're in this planning session. There were about 25, 30 people in a room, and we were full. The room was completely full. And a woman walked in, and she had no place to sit down. Now this is going to be a 3 or 4 hour meeting. And I looked around to see who was facilitating the meeting. Didn't see anyone really react to the fact that this woman was standing there. I got up and I went to the service corridor where I knew they stored the chairs. And I grabbed 3 chairs. I figured if I was going to make a disturbance for her, I might as well bring a couple of extra. And in the end, all the chairs were used. So that's what I'm talking about when I say I'm a problem solver. And I do come by it naturally. I remember one time when the family, my mother, my father, my sister, and myself, were out to dinner at this small mom and pop restaurant. The waitress was bussing the tables. And she took the ashtray and dumped it out into the trash can. And obviously there was a smoldering ember because the trash can erupted in fire. And she's standing there screaming, "Fire! Fire!" And everyone's looking wild-eyed and panicky. But my mother gets up, takes the pot of coffee from the warmer and dumps it into the trash can, comes back, sits down, and we finish eating in peace. So obviously, I'm not the only problem solver in my family. And one of the things that I do is I fix bathrooms. If I go into a bathroom and there's no toilet paper, I start looking around for the storage of toilet paper, and then I will actually put it on the dispenser. If the toilet is running, I will open it up and stop it. If the toilet won't flush, I'll open it up and figure out what's wrong with it. And if it's not something I can fix, then I close it, I lock the stall if I can, and I go and find someone to let them know that there's a problem. Several years ago, when I was living in Idaho going to college, I had a boyfriend whose family lived up in McCall, Idaho, and he took me home to visit and meet his parents. Now, McCall, Idaho is up in the panhandle of Idaho, and it is in the Rocky Mountains. It is very cold and wintry there. We were visiting in early spring, But still, there was a lot of snow on the ground, and the roads were icy, and it was a very different kind of place than what I was used to. I mostly grew up in the desert and in the tropics, so this was definitely a different kind of place. And he kept pointing out to me differences. The fact that the cops didn't drive cars, but they had four-wheel drive vehicles, etc., etc. We were watching TV, and being the big drinker that I am, I had to use the restroom. So I excused myself, and I went off to the restroom. And while I was there, I noticed that the toilet was running. I was pretty much into conservation even then, so I fixed it. It wasn't very hard to fix. The chain had gotten caught on something, and it was a little bit too short to let the plug go all the way down. So I fixed it, and I came back out, and my boyfriend leaned over and whispered, "Are you okay? What took so long?" And I said, "The toilet was running." And he looked at me and he rolled his eyes and he said, "You didn't fix it, did you?" And I said, "Yes, of course I did." He said, "No, that's done on purpose. That's to keep the pipes from freezing." So he waited a few more minutes and then excused himself and he went back and he unfixed what I had fixed. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any comments about this story or any of my other stories, please leave me a comment on the website, which is Autumn Breeze Designs, or send me an email. My email address is Carrie, and that's carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I've been getting a lot of spams lately, and my spam filter isn't working on the new computer. So if you do send me an email, if you could just include the words Nitwit or podcast, then I have those being flagged and put to a special place. Otherwise, if I don't recognize the name, I'm pretty much deleting the emails. Again, let me thank you for coming by. I hope you have a great week. Take care.